The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going.
Hi, I'm Brian Brown.
And I'm Liz Clark.
We're going to put a critical issue of public art on our easel. Is it worth it?
We're going to sculpt an argument for the positives and negatives of public art in the community of East Liberty. We will talk to the neighborhood to see if the heavy cost of public art is worth the price or if the money should be used more efficiently to benefit the community in other ways.
East Liberty was one of the most colorful and commercial areas in Pennsylvania in the early 1900s. But the area suffered a severe economic downturn during the mid-20th century that has led to increased homelessness, violent crimes, and poverty.
However, there are many different resources that are available to craft the community into a better place. The Sprout Fund is a local organization in neighboring Garfield that funds grassroots community programs, including many public art projects within the East Liberty community. We spoke with Kurt Getman, the public art da Vinci of the Sprout Fund, who said that public art is a great way to beautify and engage the community.
We use art as a tool to encourage civic engagement, especially from young people who may not be participating in their neighborhood. It provides an entry point for people to become civically engaged.
But public art does not come without cost.
On average, we're talking about maybe $12,000 per mural.
These pricey murals are in the East Liberty community, where more than 10% of households have an income of less than $10,000 annually.
But people in the area think that public art is a positive brushstroke in the community. We went to Penn Avenue in East Liberty to find how community members frame this issue. We had a chance to speak with Patrick, Jermaine, and Consuela.
I agree with spending money on public art just because I think it's a great way to like get everybody involved in the communities and bring a little color and life to the areas.
I think it does a lot to make our neighborhood look beautiful. There's a lot of people in other cities that don't get to enjoy that.
There's a lot of talent here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and art is one great way to, you know, show it.
But because there are so many issues to chisel away, not everyone agrees with spending such a large amount of money on public art. Consuela thinks that we would not need public art to make the community better if the money was spent on less ornamental issues.
I really do love Pittsburgh, and I give you all your props, but I do think that you need more to do with the community, with the kids and the children, to keep them out of trouble, to keep them away from selling drugs, to keep them active and keep their brains moving.
Mr. Getman even said that some community members see art as a smudge on their landscapes.
We get a lot of really good feedback, and then every once in a while we'll get a phone call from somebody who doesn't like a mural for one reason or another, or would rather see it somewhere else.
However, Mr. Getman also thinks that public art is important if blended with other community services.
If somebody feels that there are resources that could have been used differently in their community, we have other funding programs where we encourage people to tell us what they're looking for.
Even with the high cost of art, the community members believe that there should be a mosaic of monetary allocation to make the area bright and vibrant.
What I think about the whole situation is all of that is important. Healthcare, just as well as things for children to do that have nothing to do, as well as making your city look beautiful. If we actually budgeted all the money into being able to do all these things, then we could probably make everybody happier and then become a utopia.
So, by talking to different members of the area, we can draw the conclusion that, while it is important to keep the other critical neighborhood issues in mind, it's worth investing a little green to bring a rainbow of color to a community.
This series was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
and was created and made possible by the Heinz Endowments Youth Philanthropy Interns Program.
More information on the Heinz Endowments is available at heinz.org.